That's what you call the passion of a disciple. Doesn't that sound like Elijah? And so he goes back into town. And then he leaves. About a year and a half later, he's back on his way to Ephesus. And then he leaves. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. He leaves the first time. A few months later, he's back. Those people must have thought, what do we got to do to get rid of this guy? And then he leaves. And about a year and a half later, he comes back a third time. But there's another story going on at the same time. Come with me to this pile of ruins. Because if they excavated it, somewhere in there, they would find what would probably be a pretty small, simple little house. Maybe a room, maybe two, but very small. And when Paul was there, living in that house, was a young woman and her mother. The young woman had fallen in love or gotten involved with a pagan, not a Jew, a Greek pagan. I don't know anything about it other than that. My guess would be, and please understand it's totally my guess, she would have gone to the rabbi, because I'm sure her mother, being Jewish, would have said, don't do this. She would have gone to the rabbi if she were Jewish. Rabbi, I met this man. Don't do this. You don't understand what you do. He's not of Torah. But I love him, maybe she said. Or he promised to go to synagogue with me. Or I'm sure he'll change. I don't know. Or maybe she simply was sold because of a debt and she ended up being sold to this man and he took advantage of her. And she, I don't know, but she got involved with him. I'm sure, contrary to what any rabbi would have taught if there was one there. And then she got pregnant. And she had a baby. A son. Now I see her at the rabbi. Rabbi, look, my son, look at him. Rabbis love children. Would you circumcise him, Rabbi? It's the eighth day, you know? I told you. Listen to the Torah. Anyone born of a forbidden marriage may never enter the assembly of the faithful, even to the 10th generation. Your baby is a mamzer. A mamzer? No. Yes. But he didn't do anything. I know. You did. But he can go to synagogue, right? They won't let him in. But he can sit outside and listen. Maybe. In Jerusalem, in the temple, there's a court for Gentiles. Can I take him there? They don't let momsers in there either. Well, he can study with a rabbi, though, right? If they don't study in... Rabbis don't pick momsers. Now, I don't know when all the rules about moms are. They're just evolving at this time. So I'm guessing as to exact. But there was a kid in that town who grew up as an outsider. He didn't go to weddings. He didn't go to funerals. Friends didn't invite. My mom says your mom is bad. You can't come to my bar mitzvah. Though it wasn't called that yet. And there was a little kid and his mom who knew deep, deep pain because he was outside